back at it on a Monday. Feeling yappy today. I've talked to a lot of people, talked to a lot of great people, and what a way to end it with Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Recycling.
Yes,
not talking emergency services, recycling today.
Yeah, well, we'll touch a little bit on emergency services again because, you know, it is severe weather.
It is.
But we'll talk about that later.
All right. But you've got, how was Saturday for you? Did it go okay?
It was all right. I mean, the weather wasn't the best on Saturday.
Oh, well, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was so, so windy.
It was April. Saturday, right? It was April, yeah.
Yeah. Weather wasn't the best, so I didn't expect the best day, but they did a little over 500 pounds. So not bad for only being open for 4 hours.
That's not bad at all.
Exactly. That's actually kind of a busy day for one person to be back there. So our total for April so far is 2,303 pounds.
We're getting there. What's the goal?
Well, we're shooting for 10,000.
Okay.
So I think we'll easily make it. We just got to keep trucking along. And now that, fingers crossed, the weather cooperates because it looks okay moving forward.
It'll be all right.
Yeah. A little while. So hopefully things keep moving along and we keep collecting. Usually the beginning part of the month is pretty slow and then we really pick up towards the end of April because everybody forgets how quickly April flies by and then suddenly it's that last weekend and oh my gosh, I have to get in there to get that aluminum can incentive where we're paying 42 cents a pound right now. Unless you bring in over 100, then we're going to pay you 44 cents a pound.
I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that. All right.
It's just a great incentive to get things cleaned up.
I don't want to push you here, but you got another a little announcement here too. You've kind of set your sights on this date. You fixed a date to this.
I did.
But there is an addendum to this. So go ahead.
Right. So we did schedule a Wilkin County Electronics Recycling Day similar to last year where we had a day where we were open for 10 until 6 and you were able to bring in all of your TVs, computer monitors, DVD players, VCRs, laptops, tablets, cords, cell phones, speakers, old telephones. Like if it's an electronic device, you could bring it into us that day and get rid of it for free.
But only that day.
Correct. Only that day and only Wilkin County residents. Now, we had to change it up just a little bit this year because our vendor is different this year.
Okay.
So Wilkin County residents can bring in one screened device, meaning a computer monitor or a TV. And when I say TV, I don't care how big or how small. If you have an old council TV that, you know, your grandparents had that, you know what I'm talking about, the giant wooden ones?
They used to sit on the gold shag carpet, yes.
Absolutely. If you have one of those, you can bring it in and we'll get rid of it for you for free. But just one screen for free. Everything else, as far as laptops, DVD players, tablets, keyboards, VCRs, phones, cables, cell phones, all of that stuff, those are always going to be free. Get rid of those that day, as many as you want. If you have 15 laptops, that's fine. Bring them all in. I'll take all of those for free. But only one monitor or TV is free.
Okay.
Any additional TVs or monitors, $15 each, which is still a steal when it comes to prices for recycling electronics.
And, you know, when I listen to people talk, that's the one thing they can't seem to ever get rid of. It's like, well, I've got, you know, a ton of monitors sitting around or screens.
Right.
And I can't, and old keyboards, and I can't get rid of them.
Yep.
It's so, like, well, now's your chance.
Absolutely. So June 24th, that's a Wednesday in June from 10 until 6 at the recycling center. So mark your calendar, June 24th from 10 until 6. Bring in all of those miscellaneous devices and one TV or monitor. I'll take all of that for free. Any additional TVs or monitors, $15 each.
Boy, I tell you what.
Yep.
That you're going to be a lifesaver to a lot of people, I have a feeling. I want to get rid of those.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, last year when we did this event, we shipped out 4.5 tons of electronics.
I believe it.
Yep, we filled an entire semi-trailer. So I imagine it'll probably be pretty similar this year.
If not more.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Because I think there were a lot of people that didn't quite realize what was happening last year. We were pretty busy all day, but then I got all the calls a week later. Hey, I didn't realize you were doing the event last week. Can I still get rid of my stuff?
Nope.
Sorry.
And
it's
again,
one day only.
Wilkin County residents only with
Correct.
This deal.
Correct. Wilkin County residents.
But as far as all this recycling, it doesn't matter. You can bring that in, Wilkin County, Richland County, you know.
Correct.
Bring it
if
in.
You're just talking about regular recyclables, aluminum, tin, plastic, newsprint, magazines, phone books, shredded paper, office paper,
I got her going.
Yep, absolutely. All of those regular items that you could recycle, that's open to anybody.
All right.
Yep, anybody from anywhere. It doesn't matter if you're from Wilkin County or not. You can bring in all of those regular recyclables. However, the items specific to Wilkin County residents are going to be tires and fluorescent light bulbs. If you are from out of the county, there is a fee related to those items based on size and quantity and all of that. If you have questions on that, feel free to call the office, 218-643-5815, and I can answer all of your questions on that. But in terms of all the regular stuff, anybody can bring that in. Anybody can use those blue containers that we have throughout the county, and anybody can visit the recycling center. You don't have to be from Wilkin County for that.
Perfect. Do we need to talk severe weather awareness?
Yes.
Yes.
So it is Severe Weather Awareness Week. We'll just do a quick plug on it right now. Visit the Wilkin County Emergency Management Facebook page for tips on how to prepare yourself for severe weather. And then just to note, the statewide tornado drill is on Thursday. So you'll hear those sirens sound at 1:45 and then again at 6:45 in the evening so that you can practice your severe weather drills either at work and school and then again at home. And that's all weather contingent. So if for some reason we do have significant weather that's predicted for Thursday, which right now we don't, then we would cancel that drill, but we would give everybody notice.
Okay. So fantastic. Lot to talk about, a lot of ground to cover. You're wearing a lot of hats in the month of April.
Absolutely.
My good friend. All right. We will see you on Wednesday.
Yes.
And don't forget, recycling open tomorrow.
Correct. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 6 and Saturdays from 8 until noon.
All right. You have a great Monday.
Absolutely. You as well.
Talk to you on Wednesday. It's 947 Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
A good truck's got maybe 300,000. You only get